Hello, everyone. Oh, my goodness, another day. I guess that's the way it goes. Every day is a different day, or every day is the same day. I guess it's the way that we choose also to see it. December for a lot of people is a very cheerful, happy time. And for others, it isn't. But you know what I realized? That in every month, there's always something of that month that you don't want to remember or deal with it. And believe me, I get it. And I understand that. But you know, those months are not going anywhere. Because they repeat themselves every year. Every year. And we can't run, we can't hide. And as much as we want to forget, we can't, because it's facing us right there in front of our faces. And when people say, "What month is it today?" And you're there and you say, "Oh, I don't want to remember this month." But we can't run away from it, can we? Just like we can't run away from ourselves and our lives. Sometimes we want to forget. And sometimes we do forget at the moment in time. But somehow it sneaks itself in. And when you least expect it, it's there. And then you say, "Where did that thought come from? And why am I thinking this?" And then that smile that you have, it just disappeared. And you stop feeling those feelings that you don't want to feel. The anger, the frustration. And you wonder, when are these feelings going to go away? Why can't they just disappear? If it was as simple and as easy as that, I would be the first person to have done it. Just to say, "Disappear, go away." But it's not. And the reason that it's not is because we haven't dealt with these feelings and these thoughts. And as much as we don't want to, it's going to continue coming back and back and back until you do. And do you know what happens? Then you start putting other things away in that same box of feeling. And before you know it, that box starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then there's going to be a time where all those problems are going to attack you when you least expect it. The age has nothing to do with it. Because sooner or later that box is going to explode. And when it does, you're not really going to understand it. And you're not going to know where to start from. Because you kept these feelings inside that box for so long. And it built up until you couldn't take it anymore. And that box that I'm talking about is your brain. Because the brain would take so much before it says enough is enough. And that's when it becomes complicated. And then you find yourself being depressed, having anxiety, having mood swings, being angry with others, being frustrated. And you still can't explain why, even though that explosion happened. Because we look at our lives and we say, well, I did this good, I did this good, I did this right, I did this okay. But during all those times in between, there were things that we didn't do okay, that wasn't as right. And we just put it aside. Look, no one wants to look at that box because it makes you feel uncomfortable and at ease. And even though your mistake was small at minimum, it doesn't make a difference. A mistake is a mistake. And I know that this might not make sense to you, but mistakes are going to happen, whether we make it, whether the world gives it to us, it's going to happen. And as much as we want to run away from our mistakes, you really can't, no matter how much you try, you can't, because it does catch up. And nobody wants to look in the mirror and see that the person they thought they were all this time wasn't. And you start finding things that you really don't like about yourself, or things that you've done. And you're going to get angry with yourself. Believe it or not, that's a good thing. Because you're confronting yourself. And it's important that we do that, that we do confront ourselves and recognize our mistakes and embrace it and accept it. And be real with yourself. We're not perfect. And we're never going to be perfect. We're really not. But when you allow pride and ego to also get in the way, you make it difficult for yourself. And the reason that you make it difficult for yourself, because you're not admitting that you made a mistake. You're not admitting that you're not perfect. And believe it or not, you're not even admitting that part of you is human. And as human beings, we say things, we do things that later on we regret. Whether it's a word or a word. Because the world is so big as the words that we use. And we don't want to confront. But as much as you try to run away, I would guarantee you that it will catch up. You see, pride and ego has a lot to do with this also. because it stops seeing you further. It doesn't allow you to go further in your life, as well as not seeing further. Because we allow pride and ego to step in and make that wall hard and difficult to go through. And when we do that to ourselves, then we don't admit to our mistakes. So we don't go through those walls because we made them hard already. And when you make it hard, then those mistakes doesn't exist. You know, I don't know what it is to have pride and ego. And the reason I don't, because when I was raised by the spirits, that's something that I've learned. Well, what they taught me is that pride and ego is poison. And it doesn't allow you to really be human. You see, as human beings, you use things to protect yourselves. And so many levels, because a lot of us don't want to be hurt. A lot of us don't want to be used or abused. We don't want to be fools of anybody. We don't want people to make fun of us. We don't want to look like an idiot. Oh, the word is stupid. But people don't need to make you feel like that. Because you see, you already feel like this yourself. So when someone comes into your territory and uses these things that you already know it's true, you get mad because without them even knowing it, they're confronting you and you don't like it. And it bothers you. And you become angry. But you do it to yourself. People can't read your mind, knowing what hurts you, what doesn't. But you do. You know all these things. So you hold on to it to remind you not to be that person that people can come or use and abuse. So we worry so much about this that we forget what is there to learn and grow from. I remember when I was growing up, people used to call me stupid all the time. And the reason they did was because when it came to school, I wasn't a great student. And I wasn't. But not because I didn't want to, but because I couldn't. But because I had things that were more important at the time. Things that mattered to me. And because it did, I grew in that level. I think I shared before in the beginning, when I first did my first recording, that my mother was an alcoholic. And I focused more on her than I did in school. So my brain at that time couldn't work on both levels. And don't get me wrong, I don't regret it. That was the way my journey was supposed to have gone. So, during that time, I've learned with the spirits. They guided me and other things. And because I didn't do good in school, they call me stupid. And I remember when I heard that word, it affected me. And I remember crying because I didn't want to be stupid. And I didn't want to be known as stupid. But then, I don't know how long it passed, that I heard my spirit said to me that the word stupid, it's a word that people made up to make them feel worthless. And you're not worthless. And you're not stupid. The things that you are learning are things that they have no understanding of. You must look at the things that you are learning and value them. The world does not know you. These children don't know you. And they're going because of numbers. And this number doesn't represent you. A 30 or 20 or 40 or 60 doesn't represent you at all, because there's more than just numbers, just like there's more than just that word. When people don't understand things, they need to use words that are hurtful, because they have no understanding of who and what they are. Just as these children don't understand. And when we put too much power on another human being and allow them to degrade us, when they themselves don't understand and don't know no better, then why do you accept that word? When that word does not represent you. And it took me a while to understand what it was said to me. And I started to hear the word more, of course. Every day I would hear it. But I built such a strength, and it stopped affecting me. To the point that I didn't care. Because that doesn't say who and what I am. And that doesn't dictate who I am and what I am. And I'm beginning to understand words that were said to me in the category that it was said. And I've learned that, yes, words can be very hurtful. But it's up to you to learn that those words that people say, they really have no idea what those words really mean, but only the surface, because it sounds good. And because they know that this word can hurt another human being. So we use these words. But when you realize that it's not you they're hurting, but it's them that's hurting, and that they can't express and explain how they feel. So they use these negative words to throw on you. And I've learned that. So when you learn something that is positive, your life becomes more easier because you have an understanding of it. Just like that box that you built inside. Once you know and understand that you have all these things inside that box, and you've been carrying it for so long, and it reminds you a certain time, a certain month, it reminds you how you still have it, how you're still holding on to it. And it's letting you know you've got to let it go, because that's the purpose of reminding you. It's reminding you to let it go. Because when you don't, you're not growing, you're not learning, you're standing still, completely standing still. Even though you're working and doing other things, but in reality, you're still standing still. And why would you do that to yourself? When that's not the purpose that you came here for. You didn't come here to stand still. You came here to learn and grow and move forward. Yes, life can knock you down. People can knock you down. But you must learn how to get up again. And again, and again, and again. Because life is not going to let you go off that easy. It's not going to happen. And this is why it's so important to face our mistakes. You know, I hear people say the word God. God, if you ask God to forgive you, He will. But what people don't understand is that that's not His job to forgive you. That is your job to forgive yourself. Because that's one of the tools that was given to you, to learn how to forgive. And the way you learn how to forgive is to forgive yourself. And the reason I use God, because people connect to that word. I call it the higher power. Because that word, God, has a thing with me. When you turn it around, you say dog. And I think I expressed that also before. But I only use it because you connect with it more than me to say the high power. Because you see, to me, the high power is everything and anything. God is just one thing, and I have a problem with that. But anyhow, that's another story. So, we are the one that have to forgive ourselves. That's not His job. That's why He gave you that tool of forgiveness. Because the one that has to accept yourself is you. That's not God's job. That's your job. So we think that it's easy to say, "Forgive me, God." No, It isn't that easy. Because that's what everybody wants, easy. Because to say, I'm sorry, God, forgive me, God, it doesn't clear, it doesn't fix the issue. Only it does is put the word temporary on it. Because it's still going to be there. And that's why we're the one that looks inside that mirror and face our consequences and apologize to that person in that mirror and ask for forgiveness. But everybody wants it easy. And honestly, no. In these circumstances, easy doesn't come easy. We have to work through it. That's our job, and that is our responsibility, to open that box and let go what we need to let go, little by little. Can we do it all at once? No, you can't. You have to do it one at a time. And it might take you a week, two, a month, a couple of months to actually forgive yourself and feel that forgiveness inside of you. You have that power to do so, because that tool was given to you. There are things that happens, not because we want it to happen, but it does happen. And when it does, people say, forgive that person. But in reality, it's not so much you're forgiving that person. You're forgiving yourself for feeling the way you do towards this person. So when you say, I forgive you, we are forgiving ourselves for feeling the way that we do, for holding it all this time inside of us, eating us alive. Life is not easy. But we must learn how to live above all that and make it the best that we possibly can. Just as making it happier within yourself. Just like loving more, feeling more joy, feeling more peace. Those things do exist, even though a lot of us believe that it doesn't, because of what life has given them or what they put themselves through. So they don't see the light. But there is a light. And that light will always, always be there. It's up to you to decide to go forward and reach that light. I always say, and I'll always continue saying, and every time that I talk and then I share my words, you always have choices. You have the power to choose. You have the power to make a difference in your life. I don't believe when people say, I can't change. Oh my goodness. Unacceptable. I don't believe that at all. We all can change. We can change for better, or we can change for worse. It's still our choice. You see, we forget that as human beings, we hold a lot of responsibility within ourselves. But sometimes, or many times, we don't want to accept those responsibilities. Because to accept those responsibilities is to acknowledge that we messed up. And during the time that we messed up, we hurt people. And not because we wanted to, but it was because of the circumstances. There are people that don't care that they hurt other people, so it really doesn't faze them. But for them not to faze them, they have to be so cold within themselves. Like a killer, that's how cold you have to be. That you have no remorse. But when you do, and you feel bad and you feel guilty, and you know that it wasn't right, that's a person that really cares and has feelings inside you. That is powerful. And it's acknowledging that what they said or what they did wasn't right, wasn't acceptable. Or if the world comes in and hurts you and you feel those feelings, you also know that it wasn't right or acceptable. That you didn't look for this, but it just happened. But we also have to deal with those things, those feelings. Even though it wasn't I who caused it upon myself, it was you. But just because you caused it doesn't mean that I don't need to fix it. Because I felt it. I went through it. And when we keep putting it in the box, like I said, sooner or later it's going to blow up. And then we're really going to be lost and confused and not knowing which direction to go. Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you put yourself there? Aren't you better than that? Don't you have a purpose to fulfill? Than to be still for the rest of your life and not grow and learn. To me, just a thought, that thought scares me. You know, no one says that everything is going to be easy. But we deal with the reality of life. And the reality of life is that we are going to feel pain and anguish and tears, and we are going to hurt. Because unfortunately, this is part of life. And it's part of growing. And it's the most saddest part in our lives, but it's a realistic part of our lives. No matter how much we run away, it'll always be there. It's not going anywhere. Because the months and the days will remind you when the time comes. It's just a reality. And this is why it's so important to look in that mirror and be so sincere and humble within yourself to allow yourself to forgive yourself so you can move forward. Because that's the word, moving forward. And when we can do that, we become greater within ourselves. We do. I know that some of you must have had very difficult situation that has happened to you, and very hurtful situation, and I just couldn't imagine. And perhaps it's easy to say, let it go. But believe me, I know it's not easy. It's not. But I also wouldn't want to hold on to it. I know that there's things that I had to let go. And some were not easy to let go. And just because I let it go doesn't mean that I'll forget. Because I will never forget. But when I look at that situation now, it doesn't hold me back anymore. And it doesn't make me feel a certain way anymore. Because I didn't give power to it. I took the power back where it belonged to me. And that's what I did. So I know there's going to be things that are going to be harder than others. I know that. And again, I get it. But you need to take that power back so you can be more in control of your life than the situation. Because those things in that box has all your power and has been holding on to it. And it's winning. And it's time you take that power back and you win. And you make sure that these things don't hold that power anymore. Because that's the way you can move forward. Hatred, anger, revenge, killing, they hold so much power in you that there is no you. Because you're not living the journey that you are meant to be living. And you're being held back because of these words and the anger that you feel with inside yourself. And that's not good. It's not good at all. We need to let it go. So we can breathe again, sleep again. And you'd be surprised when that emptiness is empty. You're not going to know how I'm going to replace this emptiness now that that's not there anymore, that I cannot blame. This, I can't use this anymore and let people know because of this, I feel like this, I feel like that, and I say these things because of the way I felt. Now what am I going to do now? So I can't use these things as an excuse anymore because I let it go. So what am I going to do? What you're going to do now is fulfill it with your strength, with your power. with the positive, with good feelings and thoughts. Because this is what's going to help you grow and learn. Look at it. It's an amazing, amazing feeling where it lights up inside of you and you feel this peacefulness and you feel this comfort that it's like amazing. And then you're going to say, why did I wait for so long to feel like this? Because now you don't have any excuse. Now you have to let your words speak for you in a very positive way, not in an anger, frustration, hatred. Now you can talk and share how you feel in a very calm and humble way and still get your message across. Being angry and frustrated all the time, it's a waste of energy. It takes so much out of you to be that person. And it's a picture that I wouldn't want to be there. And I don't want to be there. And that's why I choose not to be there. And I continue moving forward. Like I said before, I'm not saying that it's easy. There's some that it's going to be easy and there's some that it's not. Believe me, I'm not going to lie. But we have to face those things that are the most difficult ones and painful ones. So when the month comes and the day comes, it'll slip right through because it holds no purpose anymore. It just doesn't. And that's something that we need to understand. I hear people talking about finding yourself and how to find yourself. And so many things that you need to do to find yourself. And finding yourself is simple. It's just that for some, it would be harder. That's all. You have that mirror there that will remind you of you. It would tell you the truth. It would never lie to you, even though you'll try to get over, even though you'll try to lie to yourself. That person in that mirror is not going to let you. So you can't run away from that person as much as you have tried. And you're going to try, and you're going to try to get over, and you're going to try to say, it isn't going to happen. No, it is going to happen because it's going to remind you every day that you look in that mirror that sooner or later you're going to have to face yourself. You're going to have to see yourself. You're going to have to accept yourself. You're going to have to accept your mistakes, your errors. That's a reality. And once you do and you forgive yourself, then and only then would you set yourself free. There is no buts, ifs, and ands. You know, someone told me one time, well, if I meditate and I feel this peace inside of me, I will feel better. And I looked at that person. I said, do you really believe that? Yes, at that moment, you're going to feel peace. You're going to feel relaxed. But that is not dealing with your problem. Dealing with your problem is confronting it, looking at it face to face, and doing what you have to do. That's fixing your problem. Meditation is a form of finding comfort and peacefulness. It's not solving your problem. And we think that by doing things, it's going to solve it. It is not. The way to solve it is to confront yourself and stop hiding behind these walls and stop making excuses that you're the way you are because your mother did this, your father did this, somebody did that, somebody did that. Stop making that as an excuse. You're old enough now to realize that what happened in your life was not acceptable. And because it wasn't acceptable, you have a choice to turn around and say, okay, I know it wasn't acceptable. I know it wasn't right. I know these things, but I want to make it better because I don't want to be living any of these people's life. I want to be living my life. And as long as you hold on to that anger, to that hatred, to that experience, you're not living your life. You are living their life because you have brought them into your life of misery. That's what you've done. And it's time to wake up and take responsibility. You're not a child anymore. You're an adult. You know what's right and you know what's wrong. Take responsibility for your behavior and your action. Just because we go through experiences and our experience does change us, I get it. But when things happen because we wasn't looking for it, or someone came into our life and hurt us and betrayed us or treated you as an animal and had no respect for you at the time, and that changed your way of life, of thinking. I get it. I get it. But it doesn't mean that that has to control your life forever. It doesn't mean that you're going to hold on to that until you leave this universe. Unacceptable. It happened. Things happen. And we have to move forward and push things behind. No different that if a guy goes to war or a woman goes to war and they come back with no legs. Tragic happened. Things happened. This is not what they wanted to happen, but it happened. But they know that after letting go of what they need to go, that they got to live on and they have to make a life on their own for themselves to survive. But holding to it is not going to make them any better. It's just going to make it worse. And we have to accept what is there at the time. And we have to acknowledge what's there at the time. And stop using as an excuse to be the negative that you are. Use it to make yourself positive. You might say, how can I do that? By learning from it, by sharing your experience, by making sure that it doesn't happen to someone else. That's how you make it positive. But if you hold it and it rots in you, you become a miserable, unhappy human being. Why would you want to live your life like that? Why would you like to spend the rest of your life living like that? Why? Because you want to know something. You think that this is it, that what you went through is sufficient, but it's not. Because life is going to keep throwing things and throwing things and throwing things. And you're going to be dealing with negative people, foolish people that don't know any better, that will say things that will hurt you, do things that will hurt you. Because that's the way the world is. And the only way that we can make it better is by confronting our feelings and letting go and become stronger. So when people try to hurt you, it doesn't affect you because you know better. You work too hard to get where you're at, that you're not going to allow anybody to put you back there ever again. And when you've done something to someone accidentally or on purpose, you're going to know how to go to that mirror and ask that person for forgiveness. And it doesn't mean that you're going to use that to your benefit either. And I want you to know that. Don't think that it's okay for you to do what you do and go to that mirror and say, I forgive myself. No, it's not that easy neither. Because they'll know when you really, really mean it. And they know when you don't. So you won't be getting away with anything either. So take a deep breath and get your life together. And stop making excuses. Because those excuses are holding you down. And it's stopping you to completely fulfill your journey. Wake up. Come on, wake up. You know, you can read a book. You go to therapy. You can travel to find these answers. To find this peace. To find comfort within yourself. But in reality, what you're looking for, it's always been in front of you. And it's that mirror. That mirror will give you the answers that you're looking for. And don't be, you know, don't be ignorant neither and come out with your sarcastic self. Well, if I look in the mirror and I say, I want to die, would it tell me where I'm going to die and where I should die? Like, don't come out with that ignorant stupidity neither. Because I know some of you might get be sarcastic. And if you're looking for negative, you'll find it. And if you're looking for positive, you will find it also. Everything is always up to you. It really is. Your world can be great. It doesn't have to be miserable. Because there is laughter, there is joy, and there's love. Because out of this craziness of world that we live in and the suffering that it's happening all over the world, because it is, it doesn't mean that you still can't laugh and feel happy. You know something? We can't control the world. We just can't. And it's not our job to do so. It really isn't. Our job is to control your world, your life. We didn't create the world the way it is today. Mankind did that. I sure didn't. I know I didn't. So I have to take responsibility for my own actions. I can't take responsibility for the world. I didn't invent war. I didn't invent hatred. I didn't invent racism. I didn't put the earth to be the way it is. That was not my world. I didn't do that. I didn't create that. I was too busy creating my world to be the person that I needed to be so that I can reach out and help others. That's my world. Do I wish I had the power to help the world? Absolutely. Oh my God, that would be amazing. But I don't. Do I feel sympathetic to the world? Yes. Does my heart beat so much when I hear children starving, children suffering, Absolutely. Absolutely. But do I have the power to help? No, I don't. The only power that I have is to pray that mankind will wake up, that these powerful men that run these countries will wake up and be sympathetic and help the unfortunately. I pray that there'll be light, that they wake up and they can see the damage that they have done. That's as much as I can do. If I walk in the street and a homeless man asks me money for food, can I give him money for that? Absolutely. Because I'm right there, face to face. But I'm not there face to face in the world out there. But I send my love, my light, my strength, and my energy that it can hopefully awaken someone. But the world that we need to fix first is yours. Because if you don't fix yours, you can't help somebody else and be honest and humble about it. I've said it before and I say it again. We are all geniuses. So use it for yourself. Use it to conquer and learn about yourself. Use it to let go what you need to let go and set yourself free. So that someday you can give that person that knowledge, that wisdom, that lesson that you have learned for them to let it go to. We're here to follow our journey, but we're also here to touch others and help others. And we can't do it if we're going to be a hypocrite. We can't tell somebody you need to let it go when you haven't let it go. You can't tell somebody I love you when you don't even know what love is for yourself. Even as simple as saying I like you. How can you like someone if you don't like yourself? How can you tell someone to forgive when you haven't forgiven? How can you give a glass of water when you haven't drank it first? We humans are such hypocrites, because they are. Because they choose not to wake up. They choose not to learn and grow. Because they choose to say, I'm together, I'm fine. No, you're not. We're not fine. Tomorrow, a problem will occur to me. And when that problem comes, do I get annoyed? Yes, because I'm human. And maybe I get upset, but just for that split second, because I know that there's a solution. And I take a deep breath and I find a solution, and the problem is gone. But I don't feed into it and keep it and say, okay, go to the box. And don't come out until I tell you to. No, that's not the way to do it. Neither. Once you become strong within yourself, not tough, because I don't like that word tough, but once you become strong within yourself, you'll be able to handle what comes and you fix it with a matter of time instead of leaving it in the box.